Did you ever smoke pot when you were a kid?
Yep, sure.
Yeah, of I course. Did too.
Yeah. Do you ever tell your I think anybody has. Most kids would say they have at least once. Either that or it's just you get attracted to the same kind of people, right? So,
do you ever actually tell your Japanese students that you've smoked pot?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. The students who've gone abroad, because they often bring up the topic.
Oh, because they were thinking, oh.
They have done it themselves.
Mr. Zitzman. Oh. Mm. And yeah. How do those conversations go? Because I actually don't get those conversations much.
Yeah.
Like, Mr. Cruz, I smoked pot. It was great.
No. So it would be more like you're talking about overseas experience and, you know, so where did you go to? And then usually if they've been to Canada or the States, mm-hmm. Australia, I guess, as well. But from my experience, mostly the ones in Canada and the States, and they've talked about, you know, the lifestyle there and, you know, going out to parties and having people smoking pot and offering them pot. And and then they say that some of them will say that they've tried it. And
Do you ever get like a kid, because I wish I could have this topic of conversation more often, or up to now I wish I could have it more often. I think I'm going to have it more often now. Hmm. But I've never had it, and I would like to get a Japanese person's opinions on what they've seen on TV and what they've seen in Japanese media. It's just such propaganda. Hmm. I mean, there are good things and bad things about this stuff.
Sure.
But what you hear from the government about it is just propaganda.
Yeah. Because I think the problem with the propaganda in Japan is that they've put everything together into one group. It's all drugs, and all drugs are bad. Because they're connecting stuff like MDMA with pot, which is ludicrous. I mean, it's not.
And even MDMA itself, ecstasy itself. If you were to actually take a very scientific view of things, there's a lot of good things about MDMA. Ecstasy is being targeted for research right now in certain areas in America and Europe as a really good solution for PTSD.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. PTSD, people who've taken, not recreationally, not like, you know, punks on a dance floor just playing with life, but actually people who wanted to take the experience and record it scientifically remember LSD and Timothy Leary and what he was trying to inform people about, you know, the actual benefits of LSD. He just got written off as a kook. Mm. But there actually are important benefits to LSD, to the point where, like, Carl Sagan, remember Carl Sagan?
Yeah.
He was actually a guy who said that LSD is actually really mind-expanding. Mm. You know Joseph Campbell? No?
No.
Really a titan in terms of academics on world mythology. Mm. And he's been on TV, and he's one of my heroes. Anyway, LSD, it's great, really opened up my mind.
Yeah.